Hey, everybody. Matt Koenig here, your host of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast and co-creator of Rockstar Events. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the integrity that goes into marketing and all the BS that people are dealing with. But first, a word from our sponsor. My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories. All right. Now, those of you that that are watching on video, thank you so much. Those of you listening to us, whether you're on Spotify or iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever, we really appreciate you being here. So thank you so much for doing that. I really do want to say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. And thanks for listening to the messages from our sponsors. Genuinely helps us. Every penny counts. All right. Today, I want to talk to you about integrity and marketing, man. Now, those of you that are watching on video, because we're just starting to do these on video, you may have said, hey, Matt, what's the she's going places behind you? Dude, do you need to tell us something we don't know? No, I am actually at my girlfriend's place and I'm in her office. So that wonderful backdrop is hers. And I thought, well, I could position a Rockstar logo over it, but why would I, right? This is her office, so it's awesome. So let's dig in and let's talk about integrity in marketing. Now, this is going to be a great podcast for you if you're a business, but it's also going to be a great podcast episode for you if you're someone who's a consumer, which is, oh, by the way, everybody, because every one of us is a consumer, right? So what I want to dig in with you on today is I want to talk to you about what it means to have integrity in marketing. And what I also want to talk to you about is I want to talk to businesses about why they need to have more of it. Because lately, there's this trend going on with businesses. They just seem to be BSing everyone. Now, we all like to make fun of, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard one of those commercials for, a drug from some big pharmacy, right? Whether it's Viagra or Cialis, the latest ones I've been seeing is for a product called Ilumya, which helps with psoriasis, apparently. Now, what I didn't realize, there's like some, I forget what type of psoriasis it is. But in the commercial, the funny thing about all these big pharma commercials that we like to tease about is how much disclaimering they have, right? Do not take this if you do this. Contact your physician if you have more, blah, blah, blah. But I got to tell you, there's truth in advertising laws that are required. So they do have to communicate those things. This thing for Ilumya, for example, which, by the way, I like the commercial. The first thing it says, the first disclaimer they give you is this. Do not use Ilumya if you're allergic to Ilumya. Okay. One would think that is common sense, right? Don't use Ilumya if you are allergic to Ilumya. I think it's fantastic that they do that. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's fantastic. Because it's common sense. It's sad that we have to give common sense disclaimers. But the reason that we have to is because there are so many companies out there who are not marketing properly. They're not following the laws of advertising, and forget the law for a minute. The law is important. I'm not saying forget the law, but I want you to set the law over here for a minute, because here's the most important thing. Being honest with your customers, being honest with your customers. There are events that go on. I do a lot in the automotive space, and there are events that go on. And in the past 90 days, I've seen two events do the exact same thing that just first one, I thought it's kind of funny because I knew it wasn't real. And it said, it was my buddy Grant Cardone. And he said, this might be the last last GrowthCon ever, GrowthCon 3. If it were, it was basically the message like, if this was the last one, would you be sad that you missed it? This could be it. These cost me a lot of money. So come to this one. I'm not sure if I'm going to do another one. Now, there's honesty and integrity in that, because he's not sure. He's not sure if he's gonna. Because why? Because he spent millions of dollars. You know, he's got speakers that are speakers that cost $50,000, $100,000 speakers that he's bringing in. This is expensive. And he rented a whole baseball stadium out. he wasn't sure if he was going to do another one. Now, as soon as it was over, of course, it was like, hey, great news. I'm going to do another one. Get your tickets to GrowthCon 4, largest business conference in the world. Kudos, Grant. And here's why I love Grant. Because he, if you read his ads, if you actually read his emails that he was sending out, he laid it out. This is costing a lot of money. I'm not 100% sure. Now, was he 100% sure? I don't know. There's no way to know for sure if he planned on doing another event. But he didn't say he wasn't going to do another event. Now, there's another event going on where I've had multiple people go, did you see this is the last one of these? Do you see this is not going to happen again? It's over. This is it. This is the end. It's done. They're never going to do it again. Huh. No, I didn't see that. Oh, yeah, it's going to be the last one. Well, that's just bullshit. It is. It's bullshit. It's a great example of what Russell Brunson likes to call funnel hacking. Take what worked for someone else, use it for yourself. You know, copy as closely as you can. The difference is, Grant said, this is costing me a bunch of money. I might not do it again. The other event is going, this is it. It's the last one. There's got to be some integrity in marketing. Otherwise, we can all say whatever we want. Like I could say to you, by listening to our podcast, your penis is going to grow by 50%. If I just say that, that's not true. I mean, you might get aroused listening to it. You might get a boner. Maybe from flaccid to erect, it's going to look 50% larger. But listening to this podcast is not going to grow your penis. You're not going to get a bigger dick by listening to this. Nothing is going to, there's nothing, nothing to prove that. Now, if I disclaimer it and say, if I say, would you like to have a bigger penis? Listening to this podcast won't give you one, but it'll give you the confidence of a guy with a bigger penis if you put into practice the things that we teach. And then if I disclaimer it by saying, you know, can't guarantee results, your confidence will vary based on other factors in your life. Okay. There's at least it's matching up to truth and advertising laws. The point of this is there's responsibility on the part of the advertiser, but there is also responsibility on the part of the consumer. There's responsibility on the part of the advertiser, but there's also gotta be responsibility on the part of the consumer. Look, if you're a consumer and you're considering buying a product, you're considering going to an event, you're considering participating in an event, okay? If that's you, can I challenge you, friend? Can I challenge you by saying, use your frickin' brain? Look, if the only reason you're going to an event is because they go, ooh, you get to stay in a mansion, that's the reason for going to the event. If you genuinely just want to go stay in a mansion and it's cheaper to spend whatever, $500 or $1,000 or whatever it is, than it is to rent one on Airbnb for a night, then you have at it. Enjoy. But I want to challenge you, friends, when it comes to marketing, you know, automotive dealers, you get the most scrutiny out of just about anybody I know for your marketing, right? Like you're watched closely like a hawk to make sure that you're marketing honestly. So wouldn't it be common sense that you also pay attention to the ads that you're watching and not fall for the same things that you're not allowed to legally do? Why would you get involved with stuff that you're not allowed to legally do yourself? There's a reason that there are truth in advertising laws. There's a reason that this shit exists. Now, this, you might say, well, Matt, this isn't the most exciting podcast I've ever heard, man. What's the deal with advertising? Because here's the deal. This podcast is about helping people become better, but helping them get a better life, the life they deserve. And you know what that includes? That includes helping people learn how to market better. And honesty is better marketing. Look, if you want to have a better business, tell the fucking truth in your ads. Okay. You want people to do business with you? Stop acting like you're something that you're not. There's a difference between getting people excited and hyping something up. There's a difference between that and just flat out pulling the wool over someone's eyes. There's a difference between integrity and none. There's a difference between honesty and dishonesty. If you went in a store and you grabbed a box of cereal that said Cocoa Pebbles and you poured it out and it was Raisin Bran. You'd be pissed. Now, you may say, no, I wouldn't. I like Raisin Bran. Listen, don't argue. Don't be a dick. I'm saying, if specifically on the box it said it was one thing and you poured it out and it was something else, you'd be mad. Because you'd say, I was lied to. Now, think about how your customers feel when you do shit like that to them. When you say, look at this box of Cocoa Pebbles, and they open it up and it's fucking Raisin Bran. How are they ever going to trust you again? How are they ever going to do business with you again? You know, it's funny, when Grant Cardone did his, I don't know if I'm going to do another GrowthCon thing, Chris and I were talking and I said, that's a funny marketing tactic. And I said to Chris, you know, he's being honest in it. It does cost a lot of money. Events are hard to put on. It's honest. I mean, technically, it's honest. And Chris said to me, but you know he's going to do another one. I know he's going to do another one. I feel like doing something like that, just, it's not who we are. It's not above board. And I said, you know what? You're right. It's not who we are. To our financial detriment, we don't do a bunch of baloney scams on people to try and trick them into being part of our events. Instead, what we rely on is saying the truth. We scoured this country for the best expert speakers. We look for people who are the best. And one of the things that we look for is someone who cares so much about helping people get better that they would do it for free. Now you may say, what? Well, listen, has anyone ever asked you this question? If you didn't have bills to pay, if money were no object, what would you do for a living? Many people say something completely different than what they do for a living now. The people that are on our stage, the people that come and speak and educate attendees at Rockstar events, this is what they love. They love helping people grow. And they're doing well enough in their life that they say, I can afford to give back. And they don't take any money for speaking at the event. So literally, we're a for-profit event, by the way. We do these events to make money. But the majority of the money that comes in goes to pay for the venue. Like right now, for $295 for the event that's May 13th and 14th, right now we're doing tickets for $295, and they actually include two nights of hotel. And by the way, the food costs about $60 per day per person. So $295 ticket minus $120 in food leaves $175. Wait for it. Minus two nights of hotel room, minus the cost of the entire venue that we rent. Yeah. See, our sponsor partners genuinely are the ones that are paying and covering most of the cost for these events so that they can go on. Now, of course, our goal and our dream is to blow this up, man, get thousands of people together, thousands in a room, so we can impact the most lives possible. And guess what? Then we'll make a great living doing it. And I'm excited about that. And guess what? We deserve to make a great living because we actually give a shit and we help people get a better quality of life. My buddy Jerry Peppers and I were having a conversation and he came to the first, he's been to every Rockstar event except the last one. Last one he went to another event. He said, I wish I would have went to Rockstar and made a mistake. You know what Jerry Peppers said? His life has been changed since going to Rockstar. He's sold more cars than he ever sold in his life. Now, the majority of our stuff is aimed at leaders, though, leadership folks. So how does a salesperson benefit? It's because when you teach everyone to be a good leader, then they start leading. They start serving better. They start taking care of people better. So one day when this event's got thousands of attendees and we're making a shitload of money, I will say without reservation, we deserve it. Because for these almost 3 years now since we kicked, well, this will be, we started March 2016. So this is our third year. So for the 3 years we've been doing this and the dues that we've paid and the monies that we've invested in doing this, we deserve to have a return eventually because we've been investing in lives. That's called honesty in advertising. You want to go to an event that's honest where you'll learn shit and your life will be better? Go to rockstarinfo.com right up there. You see it on the screen. You want that? Go to rockstarinfo.com. You want a better life? Go there. Come to one of our events. It will make your life, we'll give you all the tools so that you can make your life better. We can't force you to change, but we will give you the tools to go back and create a better quality of life for yourself. Right there, rockstarinfo.com. So I tell you all this, friends, because here's the deal. I know many of you listening to this are running businesses, and you need to run them better. You need to be honest with your consumers. They deserve that. They're giving you the money. You're only in business because of the people that are giving you money. So be honest with them. Stop bullshitting them. Stop using bullshit scams to make money and then figuring that you'll deal with the repercussions later. Love people enough to treat them with the integrity that they deserve. That's what you owe your customers as a business. Now, customers, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Consumers, use your fucking brain, okay? If something seems crazy too good to be true, that's because it probably is, okay? If nothing seems to add up, that's because 2 + 2 doesn't equal 7. It equals 4 every fucking time, no matter how you slice it. 2 + 2 is 4. 2 + 2 isn't 7. Don't invest your money in shit that doesn't make you money, right? You invest money in something that's going to get you a return. Stop spending money to go party with your friends for 2 or 3 fucking days. Stop spending money so you can take pictures in a big baller house and why are you doing that? That's not your fucking life yet, right? It's not your life. It's fun. If you're going on a vacation, it's different. If you're going to one of these events, but you're calling it a vacation, you don't expect to learn shit, that's cool. Go take a bunch of pictures and high five yourself. Okay? If you're buying a product and you don't expect it to better your life, you're just buying it just because, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't buy it and don't buy something under the guise that it's something that it's not. You deserve integrity in advertising. But you also need to use your head. You're responsible for your decisions. So make some good ones. Listen, thanks for tuning into this episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast, where we talk about integrity and marketing. Listen, if you like this show, share it. If you like it a lot, support the show. Give us some money. We like money just like you. We got bills to pay and we'd like your money. Thanks again for tuning in. Now go out there and make your day and hopefully someone else's amazing.